The Vikings have Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon.
Yes.
All right, but people are still slotting them for a running back. So what type of running back would fit?
I think a playmaker. I think you have your big back in Latavius Murray, and Jerick McKinnon's done a great job of stepping in and being a third down back and things like that, but they just need to add another playmaker. You want to add as much competition possible to every position. Obviously, when you lose AP, you want to, you know, figure out a way to get that type of juice back. I know Latavius is coming off an ankle injury, so that's a concern, or ankle surgery, that's a concern, but I know they're excited about a lot of these backs here, and they're expecting to go and get one early. So, you know, it could be any whichever one. If they move back into the first, or if they wait till someone falls to them in the second, it doesn't matter. I think they'll be ready and excited for whoever they're in. They have a plan for whoever that may be.
What do you think, presuming health for Latavius? What do you like about him, and how's the fit going to work in Minnesota?
Well, first of all, your O-line coach, Tony Sperano, was with us in Oakland, so he knows Latavius very well. He understands where he excels at. Latavius is 6'4", 230, but he has the ability out of the backfield. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, and that's where he excels, you know, in open field. And so he gives you the presence of being that big, powerful back, which he can be. But he excels with open space, shaking people, using that 4-3 speed to break down the sideline. He does a great job of breaking through arm tackles. And, again, when you're that big, you can block anybody. So he has the strength to go in and block. So I think he's an every down back. But when you're coming off of ankle surgery, it's a concern. So teams want to make sure that they're prepared and they have what we call insurance for you. So
you've heard devaluing of the position tied to running backs. But don't you think – with the way the Patriots and Falcons made it to the Super Bowl, 5 really good running backs on those two rosters,
no,
kind of refutes that?
People say what they want, right? And they use statistics, but at the end of the day, if you use your eyes, the MVP of the Super Bowl should have been James White, let's be honest, right? We're going to give it to Tom Brady because he won 6, but it should have been James White. 14 catches, a whole bunch of runs, the game-winning touchdown. I mean, he scored 3 times in that game or something like that. That shows you how powerful running backs can be. Then he just got a deal as well. Obviously, when you look at Atlanta, I mean, I don't think they have the same season. They don't have those two guys back there running the way they were running. If you look throughout the league, you know, a lot of the reason that running backs are devalued now in free agency is because the draft is so deep. It's so deep. And so they want to get running backs cheaper and younger because they're going to wear you down by the time you're 27 and they'll try to ship you off. But if you have the juice or you have the ability to stay healthy and have a productive career, you'll see guys get those second deals.
The atmosphere at US Bank Stadium.
Well, no question. First of all, the atmosphere, I went there last year when you guys opened it with the Rams. It was phenomenal. I think, I think it's going to be a great reception for AP. I think people are going to love him. But it's going to be sad to see people boo him because you're going to have to get booed, right? Yeah. If he scores a touchdown, you can't cheer for that if you're a Vikings fan. So I think there's going to be so many mixed emotions out there. I think it's going to be great, but I also think that the players, you know, it's going to be the first time that they can tackle him. When you think about it, he never was tackled in practice. You couldn't touch him. So it's going to be a great job to see how those guys, you know, and how he measures up against his own teammates. I think that'd be fun.